The decision is no surprise to anyone who follows Tonga's politics. The Forest Service is required to consider opening the plan for changes every 5 years. It usually does, but can choose to leave the document as it is. Agency offices are closed due to the federal government shutdown, so no one was available to discuss the decision, described in a press release issued just before furloughs. The lengthy process concerns both advocates and critics of the way the Tongass is managed.
Once you open a plan and start changing a plan, everything comes to a screeching halt.
Shelley Wright is executive director of the Southeast Conference, which supports more logging and mining in the Tongass. The organization last month released its own Tongass management plan, which would remove some forest protections and allow more old-growth logging.
There is a silver lining. We hope that the Forest Service will open their minds and their planning books and take a look at our strategy. A strategy that we feel is a good strategy for the environment and the economics and the social and cultural environment in Southeast Alaska.
You know, it's hard to conclude that the Forest Service is making good on its promise to rapidly transition out of old growth logging.
Austin Williams is Alaska Forest Program Manager for Trout Unlimited, which advocates protection and restoration of Tongass fish habitat. The group worries agency managers have set up too many timber sales in mature forests. Williams says that costs the government too much. He says the agency should do more to support the growing fishing and tourism industries.
There's really an opportunity right now for the Forest Service to help Southeast Alaska take advantage of this momentum and really start investing in the areas that really benefit Southeast Alaska.
The logging industry says it would be in better shape if it could access the timber promised in the current plan. Owen Graham is executive director of the Alaska Forest Association. He says mills and loggers have only gotten 20% of what was promised.
We weren't seeking a huge increase. We'd like to see a small increase in the amount of volume from what they have in T-Lump. But more than that, we want them to actually make changes so that they can implement the plan. But they can't implement the plan they have. So, simply reducing the volume to 20% of what it was isn't a solution either.
A Forest Service press release says the plan modification, quote, is expected to focus on identifying the timber base suitable to support a transition to young growth management. Trout Unlimited's Williams supports the change from old to young growth.
We have some concerns that the transition is dragging out longer than it needs to. But we are encouraged that the Forest Service is at least trying to move away from the large-scale old-growth sales and into young growth and other types of projects.
Tongass officials have already received numerous suggestions about changing its management plan. Those came during the process of deciding to open up that document. In a September interview, before the government shut down, Tonga Supervisor Forrest Cole said he expected a lot more input.
I believe over the life of the current forest plan, we've probably looked at 30 or 40 different alternatives, and I'm guessing that we'll look at a wide variety again.
The Forest Service's press release did not include a comment deadline, meeting schedule, or overall timeline, and, due to the shutdown, no one could speak to those details. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.